In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, 9:30. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff Blair, and hope you're having a good morning. Our guest will be coming in here shortly. We'll be talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis this morning here on the People Speak. So we'll take a break. Stick around. We'll be right back. You're listening to the People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. This is the People Speak. I am Jeff again, and we are talking today with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. How you doing?
I am wonderful, and it's glad to hear my favorite voice again on the radio and be with you today and everyone else here. And I was listening to the weather forecast that you gave, and you know what? I'm okay with a little summer sticking around, but
yeah, they can take the humidity out, though.
I'll agree with that. I like crisp mornings. Mm-hmm. Low humidity, but a little bit warmer.
True. I'll take that.
I have some grass I need to grow.
Most people are trying to go away, you know?
Yeah.
I've been mowing it all season.
Well, I've been looking at weeds all year.
Yeah.
So, great to be here with you. And we were just kind of talking about, off the air, your history with the Civil Air Patrol and the Air Force. And I wanted to share with everyone the success that we had. I think I've had Tom Springborn mm-hmm. was here last month talking about it, but we actually did our first ranking ceremony of our Civil Air Patrol cadets out at the Career Center,
mm-hmm.
The artist formerly known as Beck. But I have moved about 3 years ago, our safe school, the Red Brick School, it was in Aruma.
Mm-hmm.
We moved out to the Career Center to get more opportunities for our kids to get some career in tech ed. And we've been working very hard on starting an aviation program. Well, one day I get a call from Rick Oath, who's your local technology coordinator in the Sparta School District. He's also Colonel Rick Oath of the Civil Air Patrol,
mm-hmm.
very widely involved. And he said, hey, look, we're looking for a cadet program to start and a partnership. And it was just the stars couldn't have aligned any better when he called. We had a line on a young man, Master Sergeant Chris Matthews. He's Master Sergeant in Civil Air Patrol, but he was also Air Force, like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
He was student teaching at the time. And that is an amazing combination to actually have together. So we met with him and brought him on board at our safe school, the Red Brick School, on the campus of the Career Center. And our aviation program started to take flight. And we had a tremendous ceremony for our first cadets getting their ranking. And I want to tell you, a lot of the kids, and this program is for all kids,
mm-hmm.
Your top 10% of your class, anybody, but I'm going to tell you that the students that I have at the safe school aren't necessarily always successful in their home school. That's how they come out to be with us. We help them socially, emotionally, and we get them caught up academically. We were so proud of these young adults. I mean, we ranged from, sixth grade to 10th grade in this first ranking. The director of the Career Center was standing next to a young gentleman after he had been ranked, and he was in his, he was in BDUs, though, because they're blue uniform. I'm not sure what you refer to the grade of the uniform, but he was in the camo, right, is what he was in. Anyways, the director was standing next to this young man, and he said, "Hey, buddy, I'm really proud of you." And this young man said, "I'm really proud of me, too." And we forget that, not everybody's got a leg up in life. Mm-hmm. And to have a moment of success and pride where there may have been very few speaks volumes to the program.
True.
And had we not had this program, I mean, it could absolutely just simply have been a life changer for this young man.
True.
Now, it is not a boot camp. We're not running a boot camp out here. They have strong curriculum. It's aviation-based, but we're dealing with all things aviation, which is the sciences. As you know, as an AMP, you're dealing with electronics, air theory, but we're dealing with meteorology, we're dealing with history.
Mm-hmm.
We're articulating all of this in an attempt with SWCC to be able to start developing pilots and mechanics because of the 1.6 million shortage in the next couple of years.
Right.
I've been saying it used to be 6 years. It's now, it's here. But it is also an amazing field. Hopefully we will have some corporate sponsors to help with this program to get us state of the art and to get some instructors. And I'm going to twist your arm on the radio. I would love, we need, in order to be a squad or a squadron, I'm not sure the military term or the Civil Air Patrol term, but we need some adult leaders to sponsor that group. And I've already spoken with Larry Beatty, who's now a pilot, former superintendent at Sparta. He's now superintendent in Prairie du Rocher. He is absolutely on board. So I would love somebody from the other side of flight, the mechanic side, to potentially be a part of that. So on the radio, you don't have to respond, but I'm kind of putting you on the spot with everybody listening. But what we need with this actual program, and we've spoken with several companies, and they've come out and visit because we want to be a feeder program and prepare these young men and women specifically for those companies. I mean, in a career and a field in there, and it's amazing the diversity of opportunities that these companies have. And I mean, they're not small operations. When you walk into one, we have a paint booth out there because we do auto body. And we're really proud of that paint booth. It was donated to us, and it's maybe the size of the studio, but it's nice. It's fantastic, and we absolutely love it. Then we walk into a hangar, and I mean, it's just massive space. I can't even describe. It's like the first time you go to the convention center in St. Louis and you're in the stadium and they're setting up and it's just massive. It's that feeling. That was their paint booth, with a big jet in the middle of the room, and it could have had 50 more. It's a scale unimaginable and an opportunity we want to have for our kids.
All right, let's do this break in real quick here, and we'll come back. We're talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, 9:55. You're listening to The People Speak, talking with Regional School Superintendent Kelton Davis, and talking about the aviation program out at the Career Center.
Well, and during that, well, I'd say during that ceremony, I had asked the press, and our newspapers in the area are just absolutely wonderful to cover positive events and things like that. I certainly asked for some of the TV stations to come up, and I'm going to be doing that again here because they're taking their orientation flight. So they're going to be coming here to Sparta. Civil Air Patrol folks will be here. Students will be in uniform, and they will be taking their orientation flight. We had it scheduled a couple weeks ago, but you know, as you know, weather is critical. It may look fine outside, but if you're getting wind issues, those happy puffy clouds are not the best to fly in.
Right.
So you know, obviously safety is a big concern. Now, I mentioned before, this is not a boot camp. This is not a punishment. It's an opportunity. All of our kids out there participate in the Civil Air Patrol academic program, which includes some character development, physical education, obviously the classroom instruction in math and science, etc. But it is voluntary for them to actually join the Civil Air Patrol and to be uniformed, etc. The ones that did it were just absolutely wonderful. It's amazing to see the transformation in them, even since just the beginning of this year. I mean, just imagine that. Now, it's not like any other program. There's no, you know, magic bullet that it's going to fix absolutely everything. But for some, it's that opportunity they've been looking forward to.
Right.
So, you know, this all coincides. We're looking to expand our career center's opportunities. When we got started with that in the 70s, and you mentioned it must have been kind of weird on that campus because that campus was actually a military base, missiles down a couple miles away that were going to protect us during the Cold War. I'm not sure I fully understand if they were to shoot down nukes, should Russia send them from Cuba? I really am not positive. But they, basically, there were Nike missile silos and bases encompassing the Air Force base in St. Louis. It was a primary target. So when our schools purchased that in 70, 71 for a dollar, they sold all the copper from the lines that were running to the silos. So the base was 2 miles away or a mile and a half away from where the three silos were. And when I say silos, it wasn't these were actually laid down missiles. You could the elevator, you would park, they could park a bus there, bring it down, straight down, a school bus, and they would actually work on them in there as well. So they were laid, those missiles were laid flat. They weren't, you know, shooting up a silo, per se. But they sold all the copper, and then they redid the campus, and that's how we have the Beck, we had the Beck Area Career Center, and it was state-of-the-art career and tech ed. So the idea of that was, you have a program that our schools can't afford, and we cooperatively share those services of the Career Center. Makes sense.
Right.
Well, fast forward a long time. We still have a two-hour program where students come out there. We have National Welders. Illinois' number one welder is out there. He's a young man from Valmire. We've recognized and top national competition for our small for our engines. We have a mechanics program out there that is, I mean, second to none. It's just amazing. Our instructors are just outstanding out there. Auto body, health occupation, early childhood. But one of the things we need to do is respond to the needs of our businesses. And, you know, even the nation in general, one of the things we know we need, a diesel mechanics program. We need an aviation, we need the aviation program. We need cybersecurity, which is huge, absolutely huge. So we are working on the potential of corporate sponsorship, combining campuses, and the potential of becoming a what they call a STEM center, science, technology, engineering, math, really upping the game and centralizing that in our two counties. Because frankly, we're kind of out, out there. You can't always get there from here.
True.
So we're excited about our future, but it's a lot of work right now, and our students are responding, our schools. It's amazing to see the growth.
So any corporate person that might be listening or whatever, you know.
Absolutely. If you've got $5 to $10 million, it doesn't have to be that. But we have been working particularly with the diesel mechanics program. And we noticed and we saw Rankin that started one up in Perryville. We have that need locally and in the Metro East area. And frankly, that's what our draw is. So it's, you know, and when we get a program like that, we don't want to just keep it as a high school program. When we're not using it in the evenings, that needs to be an adult ed program,
right,
and potentially even during the day. That's what we've done with the nursing program.
Mm-hmm.
We have an amazing licensed practical nursing program. In 11 months, you're going to pass your board exams and be good to go. And if by chance you're a Randolph County or a Monroe County resident, there is amazing scholarship opportunities through the Roosterberg Foundation. You're almost guaranteed those dollars,
right,
if you're going to be successful in the program. So, you know, anyone out there interested in the potential of a medical field and not certain, you know, I still don't know what I'm going to be when I grow up. I don't know about you, Jeff, but I don't know. I'd like to be an operator. I'm not sure. I've been spending a lot of time in a bobcat lately, and I've really enjoyed it.
I grew up around the backhoe and trencher and all those.
Yeah. Things, so. You've had a lot of experiences.
Yeah.
You know,
of course, I mean,
a coroner and were you a sheriff or
no,
deputy?
No, I was a police officer.
Okay. And novel, let's see, what is the phrase? I mean, you obviously also read books.
Audiobook narrator.
Audiobook narrator, one of my favorite things you do.
Of course, radio for over 30 years. So.
Radio. See, you know, and it's life's experiences. You know, and if we think that the path that we're on is the one we have to end with, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to try things.
True.
It's not okay to quit a job when you don't have another job, but...
True, yeah. Yeah, that kind of makes it hard to pay the bills.
It does. But, you know, we sometimes think, or these kids in high school think they have to know exactly what's going to, you know, they're going to be by sophomore year. And if they change their mind, it's the end of the world. Well, you do it before kids and mortgages and...
True.
Bills you can't get out of.
Right.
But if you are an adult and you want to consider the medical field, the website is GOTOCCSI. So that's Go To Career Center of Southern Illinois. I want to say it's .org. And you can get all the information there about the adult LPN program. It may just be right for you.
All right, well, it looks like we're out of time, but thanks for being with us.
I sure appreciate the opportunity.
We'll talk to you again next month.
Yes.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow.